There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Hi, I'm Bowen from Las Culturistas.
And I'm Matt from Las Culturistas. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship?
Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks.
Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business.
You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow. Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
Today, we're taking you on a journey with our newest episode, which is a bonus episode.
First of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We made it.
By the skin of our teeth.
2024, lots of promise this year.
Well, lots of room for disaster as well. I always have to, you know,
bring us right down to earth.
Bring us down to earth. This is life. It's the balance. It's the joy. It's the pain.
Speaking of earth and speaking of enjoying and also experiencing things, today we have an amazing list. And this list will test us, because this actually is not a list of things we've experienced prior. This is a thing we'd want to experience in the future.
Absolutely. It's an aspirational list.
These are the top 10 places we would love to visit.
Now, this is very specific to us, as all of these lists have been. We don't expect you to agree. Mm-hmm. This is not about places that you would love to visit. It's the places that we would love to visit.
Yeah, and if you're anything like us and feel like-minded, maybe you'll agree.
Maybe we'll see you there.
Number 10,
Big Sur.
I mean, I don't really know what to expect.
I don't know what it is.
But people say it. People say Big Sur.
Yeah, they say Big Sur. Should we actually literally Google Big Sur right now?
I want you to Google it, and I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me what it is.
Okay, Big Sur. I've just heard so much about it. It feels like someplace that is like, oh, wow.
Why is it called that?
This is a rugged stretch of California's central coast between Carmel and San Simeon. Let's look at some images.
Oh, well, I love Carmel in pictures.
Can I say, I thought Big Sur was going to be like
a desert.
I thought Big Sur was like in another part of the world.
Oh, no, Big Sur is in California.
Look at these pictures.
That's really pretty.
Oh, my God.
Would you, and I mean, this doesn't change anything, right? We would still love to visit.
This is Big Little Lies vibes.
It's very, you know, Carmel by the Sea. It's very Monterey. It's very that.
Wow. Maybe by then we'll have news on Big Little Lies season 3, which you see Nicole Kidman teased it.
Shake the wig, honey.
Shake the wig.
And go.
Shake the wig and go to set. We have more iconography to shoot. Probably just around the corner from us when we're vacationing at number 10 on our list of top 10 places we would love to visit.
Las
Culch.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Thailand.
Now, what I don't want to do is go there and ride an elephant, because they say this is the last thing you should be doing in Thailand.
A guy I used to really like did that.
And I got on the back of an elephant?
And I think he sent me a video of it. And I thought, wow, isn't that sweet? But now I know.
No, you, and also
disgusting behavior.
Disgusting behavior. And probably you couldn't even find it within yourself to confront him, because you were so digmatized.
I was so digmatized, besotted, And I thought, I'll let this man do anything and get away with it all. But no, I should have drawn the line at riding an elephant from go.
I think that let this be a lesson to all of us that
if someone's stigmatizing you, they're going to be riding on, they would ride an elephant, no question, and not have a second thought about it. And that's not someone you deserve.
As someone who's been stigmatized in the past, I can't say that I wouldn't have risen up in that moment and said, hey,
no,
get off that elephant. I think that I would have been so stigmatized and so adrift that I would not have been able to stand up for what is right.
Which is don't get anywhere near those things.
I am really looking at myself hard in the mirror right now, proverbially, because there isn't one around.
There's a reflective surface. Can you see yourself?
No. I'll have to save this for later. But for now, number 9 on our list of places we would love to visit is Thailand. On our list of top 10 places we would love to visit,
Lost Culch. I don't think we're spending enough time per entry, and this might be a very short episode.
You know what? It's going to be what it's going to be. That's the beauty of travel.
We do have to make this a certain length, as you know.
I think that's one thing that is true about us is we often are going on way too long and don't realize it.
But we have historically, peek behind the curtain, struggled with meeting the episode minimum.
That's literally not true. Every time.
I'm saying with these bonus episodes,
the last two we did were 45 minutes.
But I think we did too one that was like 19, and that was literally right under the 20-minute mark.
Can I tell you what? I'm really not worried about it now that we've spent this time sort of between numbers 9 and 8.
I think we're making up for 9 and 10. I think we're really, you know.
Number 8.
Wonkaville.
Wonkaville. Well, first of all, if I didn't want to visit it from the first movie, I definitely want to visit it now. Everything looks so candy-colored coated.
And now, is Wonkaville the town? I don't think the town was called Wonkaville.
I guess it's the Wonka Factory.
The Wonka Factory.
Can you tell I'm the one that put this on the list? Wonkaville?
Wonkaville. I think they were just in a nondescript town.
Yeah. And there was the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory in the town.
Yes.
And he was kind enough to invite some people to come visit it.
After all the horrors you've seen that were displayed and portrayed in the films.
Yeah.
You want to go there? That is...
Yeah, because I think I would be a little bit smarter than Ms. Veruca Salt, Mr. Higginbotham, or whatever his name was.
Mr. Higginbotham?
What was the guy, the one who gets stuck?
Augustus Gloop?
Mr. Higginbotham.
Mike TV. Violet Beauregard.
I was always very annoyed by Mike TV. But it's like, girl...
I think you as a kid was giving Mike TV.
Maybe it's because I saw myself in him.
Who do you think I was?
I think you were?
Veruca.
You're a little Veruca-ish for sure, Ms. Veruca Salt. That's definitely you at times.
Or I'll scream. That's a good Veruca.
Yeah. Lauren?
That one's got
Lauren's
a Veruca.
Got a Veruca.
I think Wonkaville is really scary, and I would love to visit. I don't think it is undeserving of a spot on this list. I just think we have to be careful.
Yeah,
because guess what?
There was obvious financial disparity there too. Let's just say it. Everyone in that town was piss poor, and there was Wonka Willie, if you're nasty,
William,
living truly large and like sort of in this glamorous home, while people out there were really struggling. And also, I'm sorry, but we have to say something about the fact that like, are the Oompa Loompas empowered? Or are they in servitude? I'm sorry to have to bring it up.
I think the Oompa Loompas are unionized at the very least.
They better be unionized. Otherwise, we need to get Fran on the case. Because what I have to say is I don't think that they're making what they should be making.
I think Willy Wonka has been in that building with these people for so long that it is probably a very there is no like class agitation or anything. Like, it's been pretty stable.
Wow, you're really going to the mat for Willy.
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, the Oompa Loompas seem taken care of.
Pathetic.
No,
you're pathetic. You want to fuck Timothy after working with him, and now you're pro Willy Wonka, who is at the very least, a problematic figure.
I don't deny that.
Those kids were killed. But I do deny
whatever relationship Timothy and I have is completely professional.
Yeah, that's what they all say in Hollywood. Everyone, all of you trying to fuck each other. It's such a disgusting industry. I seriously, I can't even talk about how disgusting and nasty Hollywood is. Everyone's in each other's holes and in each other's pockets.
Honey, you have taken it from people in the industry more than I have. Let's be honest.
Taken it from people in the industry.
And you've given it. I know this.
Listen, bitch. To bring this back.
Don't do this while we're talking about.
To bring this back, talk to the hand.
How did a conversation about wanting to visit Wonkaville, which is not the name of the place, lead to these accusations, lead to this vitriol, this venom?
You're a whore. And all this is why we want to visit the top 10 places. That's why Wonkaville is number 8. And the top 10 places we would love to visit, Lost Cult.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 7. This one's so real.
Epic Universe!
This is Universal Epic Universe. It will open in 2025.
We would love to visit.
It has 4 lands. This is all rumored. Nintendo World. Dark Universe, which is the Monsters of Universal. A third Harry Potter land, okay. Wizarding World. And How to Train Your Dragon. It will also have a garden area that's also themed to space called Celestial Park. with a dueling roller coaster.
Oh, my God.
There will be a hotel that lines the back of the park.
That hotel looks huge.
It looks very big, darling dear. It will have a Bellagio-style fountain.
By the way, Rita's case opens the finals. Matt is just saying this, rattling this off the top of his head. Is not looking at any document or
one
word.
Thing about me is one of my favorite things to do is to watch a YouTube construction updates of the Epic Universe Park.
This is your little bit of neurodivergence, I think.
100%. My little bit of neurodivergence is that I like to watch theme parks being built.
That is giving, like you would have loved the trains if you were born 20 years before.
I think I would have loved the trains. In fact, I remember being little, I loved the trains.
I loved bridges.
Bridges?
I would have been a civil engineer if things had not.
If you hadn't been so talented.
If I wasn't gifted with this, with this gift.
Yeah, if you weren't so good at fucking navigating the cock-hungry business that we're in.
By the way, I could stand to have more sex with people in the business. I think that would make a lot of sense for me. It's just that I'm not presented with those opportunities. SNL's a very straight place.
Who is a gay power player in Hollywood that you want to throw it out right now that you want to have sex with to further your career?
No, I'm kidding. Cut that
out. Beep that. No, don't cut it out. Just beep it.
Just leave
it. I want everyone to be so thirsty about the actor we just outed.
No.
No, just kidding. It's in more like an open secret.
Now your turn.
Tim Cook.
Oh, we loved him.
Put it in my butt. All right. Epic Universe is number 7 on the list of places we would absolutely love to visit.
Las Culch. Number 6.
Madrid.
Speaking of sex.
Yeah. Lots of it happens there.
A lot of it happens there. I think I've told the story many times of the time that I had a layover there.
Yeah.
And every person I passed was hotter than the one prior.
And you had sex in the bathroom at the airport?
And
your sex is your sex.
My sex is my sex. There's nothing penetrative.
Side values.
It's hard to penetrate at the airport.
Yeah, because everyone's so let's call it unwashed and in a rush.
Unwashed in a rush. I mean, God bless you if you are douching for the airport.
Jesus.
If you are going, well, you never know.
You don't ever know.
And I certainly was not expecting to have an encounter in the Madrid airport.
Yeah.
When I went.
Well, then you went on Grindr, so what were you expecting? Just to use it as a toy?
Well, it was like muscle memory. It was like, well, let's kill time. Oh, I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
Let's see what the grid is giving. And it gave.
Lo and behold.
And
God created.
But I don't mean to generalize. Something about Spanish men.
Mm-hmm. Sets you aflame.
They're a very sexually unpretentious people.
Unpretentious.
And we need more of that.
Yeah, I get it.
We need people to just
sex forward.
If you're hot, go ahead and fuck everyone you see. There's no reason you shouldn't.
To hear from you,
huh?
That's actually huge to hear that you are leading the charge. You say everyone fuck.
This
is problematic. No wonder.
I thought you just said it was powerful.
Well, it was a trick.
Can you pick? I can't win with you.
Nope.
I'm not even talking about Hollywood. I'm talking about Madrid, España.
Okay, what about the food and the culture there?
The food is wonderful. Culture is wonderful. I think Spain is really cute.
So cute.
So cute. I would love to go to Barcelona someday.
Barcelona?
Not on the list.
It didn't make the list. Madrid.
Barcelona, everyone thinks they're, you know, Noah Galvin in what is it, Booksmart.
Yeah.
Doing Barcelona.
Yeah.
That's Noah's. Touch the Noah Galvin joke.
100%. Everyone thinks they're Vicky Cristina.
Vicky Cristina, Barcelona.
Flirtatious white women.
Madrid, you just say it. You don't have to put any sauce on it, okay? Just say
Madrid.
You can say Madrid, and if you want to be a little fun, you can go Madrid.
Madrid.
But I think it's not. Like, Barcelona, have some respect for Barcelona, okay?
And all this is why Madrid is number 6 on our list of top 10 places we would love to visit. Las Culch, number 5. Great Barrier Reef. Cut to me right before we started this episode. So excited about Great Barrier Reef. And then you say what?
I've actually been there.
What the fuck?
When I went to Australia a few years ago, we were in Cairns, Australia, and we took a boat to the Great Barrier Reef. It's really sad, actually.
Did you take a piece of reef off of it?
No, I would never.
You killed it.
It's dying. It's so sad.
So wait, when you say it's sad and it's devastating, you can see that it's dead?
Like, yes!
Well, explain it.
It normally is pink, blue, turquoise, the most amazing colors you've ever seen in the water. Fish swimming by. Oh my God, I just woke up to the craziest news this morning.
What?
Did you know that 99% of sea turtles are female? Because of climate change, warmer waters, and pollutants create molecules that kind of mimic female expression genes for turtles. And so therefore, all of the turtles that are being born are girls. And so they are on the fast track to extinction. How could we avoid the subject of climate change when talking about the Great Barrier Reef, I ask you?
I am so shook. And here I was thinking that was some sort of girl boss movement.
No. And to find
out that it wasn't that the turtles were empowered by modern culture.
No.
It was that...
There's
so many pollutants in the water.
Humans have created an untenable situation with these turtles. The best case scenario is that these turtles are
choreograph a dance. Beyonce's gonna say, "Ladies,
turtles,"
and the turtles are gonna go. Ooh. Their one fin like snaps to their side, like pum pum.
That would be cunty.
And they go, "Who run the world, girls?
Girls." Turtles are such beautiful animals, and they have no hope.
We wish the best for them. But all this is to say why the Great Barrier Reef is number 5 on our list of top 10 places we would love to visit.
Lost Gulch,
number 4,
Asia. I don't know how to feel.
But I'm gonna try. Talk about the top 3 places in Asia that you would take me. You've been there.
I've only been to one place in Asia, and I had a layover at the Seoul Incheon Airport, which doesn't count, but it's a very glamorous airport.
Okay, so we're going to Asia for 3 days.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, what's our itinerary?
Well, I would take us to, these are places that I don't think I've been to either. Actually, I would take us to Beijing. Mm. There's lovely hutongs there. Food's great. Mm. Great. There's apparently a very cool underground queer scene there.
What?
Like,
they're really rolling the dice.
It kind of has to all be underground. Oh, wow. And then I want to go visit Taipei.
Okay.
Because a very fun queer culture there. Mm-hmm. One of the few queer cultures in Asia.
That's like out and proud.
Yes. Bucket list. I mean, by the way, Asia includes Thailand, which is already number 9 mm-hmm. on the list. I would love to go to Thailand. I'm mm-hmm. going to blow past my 3.
Okay.
I want to go to Vietnam. There's great resorts there that I would want to visit.
Yes.
And then I would want to go to Jeju, Korea. Mm-hmm. And then I would want to go to Tokyo and Osaka.
I was waiting for you to say Japanese.
Oh, that's my number 1. And I might have to book a trip solo there because I can't make people bend their schedules to my bad schedule in order to go to this place. And it might just be on me to go by myself.
I think that if I could, I would accompany you there because I too want to go to Tokyo.
Talk about this. Dua Lipa was just there.
What did she say?
She had a great time.
I think that I would be nervous that if I got there, I would bail on myself if I was there by myself because I was just in Bogota. And I think the travel combined with like me not really understanding what to do and where to go,
yes,
like made me feel like
paralyzed.
And so I would need to be accompanied. I could not go to Japan by myself. Luckily, that's why I have my sister.
By the way, I don't speak the language. I've never been.
I never thought you did.
But
I never said you did.
It would be the blind leading the blind.
But at least we'd be blind together. And all this is why Asia is number 4 on our top 10 places we would love to visit.
Lost Gulch.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry.
We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three,
Mary Todd Lincoln's childhood home.
I would love to find out how she became
Mary Todd.
Yeah.
You always hear about, Abraham Lincoln log cabin.
Constantly talking about him.
I don't really
care.
I mean, if we have to erase the woman, I'm not interested.
It's awful.
It's just awful.
Did you see the film Lincoln?
I did.
Sally was fabulous. You got the sense that Mary Todd was ahead of her time.
One of the iconic beards.
Oh, yeah. Abraham Lincoln, kind of iconically a gay guy.
Gay guy vibes. But I need to go to her house. I want to see what dolls she played with. I want to see, you know, the kettle she used to make tea.
Yeah.
I want, you know, the video game she played.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
I want to see what she got into.
Mm-hmm.
Who she mixed it up with.
Yes.
Get really to the bottom of this. Because Mary Todd,
you
she
are
has a story
legend.
To tell. You are a legend, girl. We remember you. And all this is why you sit at number three on our top 10 places we would love to visit.
Lost Culch.
Number two. Hollywood! Like we
famously,
said.
Famously, you live there.
I do live there. And I can tell you, lots of guys wanted to stick it in.
I knew you'd bring it back to this.
I always bring it back to sex. That's because I've had to experience so much time in Hollywood, which is a sex-crazed, deviant paradise. And
you
everyone there has one thing on the mind.
You
filth.
Love you love it.
I love it because you know what? The culture has toxified me.
Then why do you make me feel bad? You made me feel bad about even wanting to engage. I, by the way, don't engage with that side of Hollywood.
Because I'm toxic.
I know that. I don't think you should do this to me.
I'm toxic and I don't make any sense. You know, I live right by Universal Studios Hollywood, which is getting a Fast and the Furious roller coaster. They're doing construction on it. And you know that I know that because I've watched YouTube footage of the construction site as it develops.
Neurodivergent queen.
I am one of the most neurodivergent people that you could possibly listen to on a podcast. I don't know about that sentence.
I don't know how you would determine that. So let's just keep it in.
A competition.
Ooh, producer hat's on.
All this is to say why Hollywood is number two on top 10 places we would love to visit. Lost Cult.
Before we get to number one, what's our...
I'm telling you, we've done a great job.
What is our time right now?
How long have we been recording, you girls? Why is it difficult?
Okay.
I told you.
Okay, all right.
We did incredible.
Okay. And now, number one.
Number one place, top out of the top 10 places we would love to visit.
Epcot. The Food and Wine Festival, mama.
Oh, my God. You can see it all when you go to Epcot. From Mexico to Norway to China to Germany, all the world. It's here tonight. If you only buy a ticket for $200, it's like so expensive, but you get to see every culture.
Worth every penny.
And then you get to go to the worlds of the space of it all.
You get to go visit the Orange Center.
Yeah. Nothing being built in, actually a lot being built in Epcot right
Moana
now.
Moana Garden.
It's actually built and it's off to the races. Construction update I can say is they're almost done revitalizing Epcot, but it's slow going over there.
Matt did tell me the other day, he said, I was thinking about flying to Orlando in the morning, on any given morning, just to see the Moana Garden.
It's a water walkthrough installation.
A water walkthrough installation. And then flying back, I think, to New York the same day.
I'm moved to sing. I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be a perfect daughter, but I go back to the water. No matter how hard I try, I can lead with pride. I can, oh yeah, I can satisfy. If I go too far to my ancestors,
what is wrong?
Oh my girls, what is wrong with me? See the light in the sky meets the sea.
It's finding.
And no one knows how far it goes. This actually is a really good song for this list. It's about
how
exploring.
Far I'll go. Give it up for Lin-Manuel Miranda for, I think, writing one of the best I Want songs in any Disney movie.
And when she says at the end, how far I'll go. Notice it ends on a high note.
I love it. Not this flopstress Howard Ashman and Alan Menken going,
how dare you? Those are gay legends.
Just kidding.
And if you keep talking like this, you're not going to get fucked in Hollywood at all.
I think Alan Menken is straight and still alive.
To me, he's a gay legend. And I will go on record saying that.
You just did a Sam Smith. Where you thought
you're a reverse Sam Smith guy? You ever win Oscar?
You did a reverse Sam Smith where you thought Alan Menken was alive and gay.
Whereas Sam Smith famously thought he was dead and straight.
That Howard Ashman was dead and no.
I've
straight,
just but, heard I'm the first gay person to ever win an Oscar.
They heard that Howard Ashman won one before, and then they said, "Oh, is he cute?
Is he cute? He's a corpse, darling.
If you like necro."
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Sick. So disgusting.
Well, I think this was one of our most freewheeling lists so
far. This was one of our most
loosely structured
cogent
lists. Oh, I was going to say the opposite.
Well, you were being realistic about it. Yeah, this one fell the fuck apart.
No, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. I would love to go to a lot of these places.
I would love to, especially Hollywood.
Yeah, well, I could show you around there, introduce you to some people.
I don't know, girl.
Some of the most disgusting people I know.
Well,
that I gotta deal with to make it in this town. Just even to do this podcast, oh. I had to get on my knees and suck the cocks of big money players.
Well, you've seen, no, we can't even say that.
Seen them all.
Well, this was our top 10 list of the new year. And we hope that this inspires you to put a trip on the calendar.
Explore.
For 2024.
Yes. Explore. This is the year of travel, you guys.
We're back. Pandemic's over.
We end every episode with a song. Do we do that on these?
We haven't done it for the last two, but let's do one for this one.
Okay.
See the love, the sun, the sea.
It calls me. No one knows how deep it goes.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.